When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. I guess tender green sprouts and a brand spanking new bale of hay aren't enough to stop cows from knocking down a gate and partying the night away. The evidence was prolific, all around the house, from fresh cow patties to deep tracks through a very soft yard. I even found cow hair on the mailbox. Now, in the pre-dawn hours of discovery, I took comfort in knowing they did not wander far. Depressions in the lawn assured me that they felt right at home outside my office window, where they bedded down contentedly. There were rubs against the siding and a few leaves missing from lower tree branches. I was extremely glad it was too early in the season to have had the garden up and growing. It would have been history. Now, the funniest part of my investigative discoveries were the hoof prints that traipsed right beneath our bedroom window. I had to laugh out loud when I imagined a herd of cows tiptoeing quietly past, signaling to one another some kind of cow cue that clarified this was a no-bawling zone. Yes, the cows had a heyday, as we slept the night away. I'll never know what I missed. Fortunately, after their escapades, somehow they simply meandered right back where they belonged, for there they all stood in the pasture looking innocent and chewing their cuds. I had the proof those little dogies had wandered, but as for the footprints of angelic cowhands that herded them back to their quarters, those I have yet to find. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.